have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity. 'Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be. Original, not
right, and welcome to the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. I'm so glad that you could be with us on today. God is good. We're excited to be with you here, and we know that you're excited to be here in the land of the living. There are many places we could be, but aren't you glad God saw fit to wake us up this morning, start us on our way, and give us our health and strength in the way that we are in. I'm so grateful about that. I know he loves us with an everlasting love. He comes to encourage us on today. I want you to be encouraged as we are celebrating, bum, bum, ba, dum. Yes, it's Resurrection Week. And I tell you, on this weekend, across the world, people will be celebrating the death and life of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but that causes for internal reflection on who we are as believers and gratitude, as Dr. Lowe would say, for what is taking place and after he has rose and he had given his life up and did it just for me and you. I don't know about you, but that makes me real excited. He's worthy to be praised. I want to greet our visionary and CEO of Elation Radio, none other than our own Dr. Kimmy Robinson. God bless you and our Elation family. To you, the listeners, thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your day to just come on and listen. What an honor and a privilege. I want to say to all of you that are in your families, on your jobs, wherever you may be, thank you for listening in on today's podcast. To God, our Abba Father, and Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we honor you for who you are and what you've done. I greet our guests, none other than Apostle P.D. Westbrook and our brother Robert Carter. Thank you for being with us on today. And today's topic is take courage. Take courage. I tell you what a powerful and blessed and beautiful thing it is to take courage. Before we begin, I want us to remember that all things are possible through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a platform for us to share our faith and our community that we can see how we can grow together and love together and move forward in things that will encourage us all. Well, listen, before we begin, we want to pray, and then I want to share with you after prayer what the Just For You podcast is all about. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for Resurrection Week. We have life. We have strength. We have the ability to understand through faith all things are possible. We thank you for our guest on today. We thank you for our visionary and CEO. We thank you for being with us, leading us, guiding us, and directing us. I honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., asking God that you continue to keep us all. Thank you for the listeners, Lord, that take time out of their schedule that we can study together, celebrate together, and worship together, learn more about each other and our community together. I ask that you come in, have your divine will and way, and we thank you and praise you in advance. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, thank you for praying with me. I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about so that you will know in the future if you're listening and this is your first time. I want you to understand what we do here at the Just For You podcast. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth, embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Now we will have a short and brief exhortation. I want to encourage you. I know there's so much that has been going on in life, and there is such a thing where we need to be encouraged. I am encouraging you to take courage. I want to share a few scriptures. We're not going to be very long, but I want you to think about these things as you've been going through these weeks, these months, how life has been. Some have been at the top of the ladder. Some have felt like they've fallen below the ground. Wherever you are, I want to encourage you to take courage. Why? Because throughout this week, this is a reflection week for those that have accepted the Lord as our Savior. I want you to know it has been a reflective time. Think about what he's done. Think about what it took for him to do it. Did he just say, I'm just going to go ahead and die? I want to share some important nuggets with you because it's important for all of us to realize we go through. And when we're going through, we need courage. How do we get this courage? Where do we get this from? How do we depend on allowing ourselves to grow and develop if it's not with the Lord? If we're doing it in our own strength, how long does that last? I am convinced today that our faith will carry us through. Let's begin with a few scriptures. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, and the Lord, he is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. I want to share with you right there. This principle, this scripture reminds us to not be afraid. It reminds us that the Lord is with us and he will not fail us. He's not going to leave us like man could. He's not going to put us in a compromising situation. His plans are always and promises, yea and amen. It may look bad. It may feel bad, but it is not bad if you believe that he is Lord. Why? Because he promises he will be with thee. Have you ever gone through something and were felt like you were totally alone? You weren't. There's always a way that the Lord sends help and strength and comfort when we need it most. I found this next scripture to be something I held on to when I was in the hospital in Florida. The scripture says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That means whether you're at home, whether you're on the job, whether you're in the community, whether you're in your bedroom, whether you're sick and afflicted in a hospital, if you're on the street homeless, if you're going through various things, he is with you. He will never, ever fail you. The fact that we know that he cares about us carries us through, and it allows us to take courage. What do you mean, woman of God? I mean that those moments you don't feel, you can go another step further. We often see movies, and in those movies, we want the beautiful ending. And yes, times in life, there's not a beautiful ending, but in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the heartache, in the midst of the brokenness, is a blessing and something being worked out on your behalf, on my behalf, that we cannot see. We often talk about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Why? Without it, it is impossible to please God. For anyone who cometh to him must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Why is that important? Why believe in somebody or something and never believe it is or he is who he says he is? When we say, I give you my life, I subject my spirit to you, I want to live the way you want me to, recognize the Bible says there's no good thing in the flesh, which means we will be working out our soul's salvation with fear and with trembling. Not scared like, but in the way that we know, I need to change the way I think. I need to do this a little better. Maybe I need to turn myself around and not go here. Maybe I need to not do this. Whatever it is, it convicts you to the place that you want to change. You then take courage. It takes courage to walk away from what you know you used to do that was wrong and give yourself the ability to trust God that things will be well when you have to sometimes be away from friends, be away from family, not work where you used to work, not go where you used to go, just to know in the end that courage is going to bless your world. It doesn't feel good, but it is good for you. Let's read the next scripture. We have three more. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. It reads this. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. That is a mouthful. That takes courage to comfort someone else in loss, comfort someone else in distress, comfort someone else when they don't feel there's any hope. Comfort them in what the word has given us to strengthen them during a distressful time. It is important to remember, outside of your situations, someone else is going through. If it's no more than picking up the phone and say, hey, I was just thinking about you. I want you to know I love you. If it's in your prayer time, adding extra names that maybe someone has mentioned or something you saw online that says someone's in trouble, to take the time to pray for them. Maybe it's making a visit to someone who least expects you, what the Lord says for you to go, to bring them comfort in their time of distress. Maybe besides calling and going, it may require you to write a note. If you don't want the personal interaction or inbox somebody, just to say, I was thinking about you. I want you to know God loves you. I'm here for you. Whatever the message he has given you, it is for you to share to comfort someone else. Why? Because someone has comforted you. Let's go a step further. If they haven't comforted you, be the one to comfort someone else. That's a mouthful right there. When you're broken and hurting and you need someone and you pray the phone rings, someone comes to the door, and they don't. But yet God gives you an assurance in your brokenness. I'll never leave you or forsake you. While the tears are rolling down your face. See, I watched the Passion of Christ, and I'm telling you that part where Mary was there. She was right there watching as he was being crucified, as he was being spit on. He had to carry the cross, all of it, to internalize all that pain, but understand his purpose and understand God's will. May we all get there to understand in our most devastating time, there's something greater for us to take courage for. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men and be strong. It requires more than just praying. There are times when we have to subject ourselves to taking down spiritual wickedness through prayer and fasting. Why? Because the fasting is the sacrifice of not just not eating food, but holding fast to what the word says, that he may be glorified and he may be pleased through the situation. To hear clearly, to see clearly, to understand what it means, to get an answer. Sometimes when you can't get it from anyone on the earth. Have you ever been somewhere and I hear people say this, something told me. Well, we know if there is a voice that is giving you hope and life and strength with spiritual basis and foundations of truth, it is called the Holy Spirit. He leads us. Why is this important? Because we're going to all face dangers, seen and unseen, problems, situations. But I'm so glad that in the midst of my situations, I have an Abba Father I can call on. I have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who leads me in all of my affairs, whether it is in the church, whether it's in my home, whether it's dealing with someone, whether it's in business, whether it's in the community. I have a 24/7, 7 days a week, Abba Father. Every believer is able to say that. He's a loving Father that cares, even in the midst of your pain. Our last scripture, Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What does that mean? I'm going to go through some things. You're going to go through some things. It's going to feel like death. But don't fear evil, because he is with you. His rod and his staff, they will comfort you. It is important to remember in this hour, in this time, we've had so much going on in this world. We have rumors of wars and wars. We've had pandemics and illnesses, afflictions, and all kinds of brokenness and deaths and people and families that are broken, and so much is going on. But I want you to know today, take courage. Loss of incomes, loss of homes, loss of vehicles, loss of all kinds of things that are natural I encourage you to take courage. The word specifically says over and over, he is with you. He is with me. To not fear evil. To not fear evil. To not fear evil. We are aware in our world. There are so many things going on. But he is our, he will never leave us. I have one more. I'm sorry, I overlooked this one. 2 Timothy 1:7, we conclude with, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Don't skip any of that. He said it's of power and of love and a sound mind. A lot of people want the sound mind and the power in these days. But the love is something that will be shown, that the word says they will know who we are by our love. What does that look like? In the midst of trouble? In the midst of trouble? Are we talking about how great he is, or are we talking about this is going on, that's going on? Just the he is who he says he is. Let us give him the glory that is due his name. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. I used to hear people say, you know, I wake myself up. I don't need nobody to wake me up. I would often ask them, well, how did you wake up? That's, oh, with my alarm clock, with my phone, with my, I said, you know what? Take that phone, take that clock, take whatever measure you think you wake up by. And I want you to take it to a funeral home. And I encourage you to show me by faith item which you say woke you up this morning. I want to see how many people will wake up when the alarm goes off. I want to know how many people will be able to say they woke themselves up, if that be the truth. I haven't found one person yet that has proven that fact to me. Take courage. You were born for a purpose, and you're born with gifts to impact this world. Do not ever take the glory, ever give him the glory, and take courage. And the word says he will be with you wherever thou goest. So there are times when we haven't chosen to receive faith. It is a choice. It is a choice to believe in him. It is a choice to receive him. If you don't know him, it's not too late. This is Resurrection Week. More people give their lives to the Lord during this week than most weeks. It's that week, Mother's Day and Christmas, they say. But you know what I want to say? Every day is a good day if you feel the unction in your heart. Pray about it. Receive him. Find a good church to attend that will teach you how to live, not just shout, but how to live, how to serve, that you will be able to have eternal life. I want to thank you for listening to this week's exhortation. I pray that you will take courage, and I pray that things will be well for you. Always look to the healed from which cometh your help. All of our help coming from the Lord. Why? Because he's worthy to be praised. So I thank you again for listening to this week's exhortation, which was on take courage. Our topic again was take courage. And whether you're listening live or to the replay, I pray those words encourage your heart that you may be able to stand through all that we go through in this world, that he be glorified and lifted up, and you will honor his name. It is important. Trust in the Lord and be of good courage. Thank you for listening again. Now, I want you to know we have two very special guests on today. Our first guest is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, a very wonderful woman of God. She is a servant of God, blood washed and saved by his grace, advancing the kingdom of God. She's the founder and CEO of Healing Mountains Ministry International. She is also the founder and CEO of Calling the Wailing Women, a cry for repentance, revival ministry. She's also the radio host on Elation Radio with her show, Shabbat Saturday with Apostle Don. You can reach her at the same way you reached me, calling in our number. Would you please also understand that she is a published author of Wailing Women, The Lord Has Need of Thee, Prayer and Fasting Deliverance Handbook. And these you can find, and she's going to give you more information. I like to introduce to some and present to others none other than Apostle P.D. Don Westbrook. God bless you on today, woman of God.
The Lord bless you. I give my regards also to Pastor Don. The Lord bless you, woman of God. I couldn't help but concur with what you were saying, but nonetheless, the Lord bless you. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for you and all that God is calling you to do. It is a blessing when God puts people in the earth to utilize their gifts. And I want to say this because a lot of people think, well, we're talking about gifts, it's just for him. But when we're utilizing our gifts, it reaches mankind in such a way that the heart is open and available, and we teach others how to serve. I want you to share with us, I know that you're an apostle, but I know you as that servant of God. I bless God for your heart, for the body of Christ. Would you share with the listening audience? I know there's a strong gifting that God has given you about the wailing women, but would you share with them your passion and your heart and how you came into being of serving God the way you do? What caused you to serve him the way you do?
Amen. I think the peak of it all was that I realized 3 years ago here on the mountains in West Virginia, after being called to this place, it blows everyone's minds away. How did you find this very isolated home located in the mountains of West Virginia and located adjacent to a river that's called Great Catapan, which means medicine? And that's where the Healing Mountains was birthed out of this place that the Lord called me to. But during that time, he put me in this, I want to say, a womb where he was birthing something out of me. And that's where the Wailing Women came forth. I realized that in all of my knowing and all of my titles and all of my degrees, nothing was going to move me out of this place of deep depression, amen, needing healing in my body because I was contending with a disease that was raging through my body, trying to eat all of my healthy organs, amen. And also understanding that he needed to do an inner work in me, hallelujah, that was going to far surpass anything that I've ever, ever experienced in ministry. And so subsequently, it came that I realized that this had to mean life to me, that it wasn't just ministry for the sake of doing business, but that it had to mean life and death to me. That if I was going to be a part of this kingdom mandate, calling the wailing women, that it meant my life would be laid on the altar, that I was going to pour out myself and dedicate myself to this mandate, which I believe is a mandate for the body of Christ, particularly in this hour. The Holy Spirit never does anything by accident. And so subsequently, that's how it was birthed. The first of that came forth in the form of a revival that took place on the West Coast 3 years prior to this. Amen. And I praise God for the woman of God who confirmed it, Pastor Donna Pointer, that this was indeed a mantle that the Holy Spirit, the Lord himself, had placed on me. Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful testimony. And just to have a river by your home, my God, I love the water. And it's something to be able to see that and feel the presence of God. I know that God is birthing you out of your testimony and all that he is giving you to do in this assignment about the wailing women. Would you share with us what are and who is a wailing woman? What does that mean, and how does that affect our lives to have them present?
Well, let me go as far back as to first build a foundation in that right now, amen, and even in times past, historically, in the Bible, there were professional mourners, amen. Jesus refers to them in the, amen. The prophet Jeremiah refers to them when he himself, who was a wailing prophet, understood that he himself could not, amen, what was needed for a nation that was operating in rebellion and how it was grieving the Father. And the Father himself spoke to Jeremiah, amen, I need you to call my skillful and cunning women the wailing women. But now, even present day, I believe that he's not only calling the wailing women. I know that we're here to talk about it, and I praise God for that. But he's calling the travailing men. He's calling for the intercessor. There is a clarion call for us to birth something now that is so needful in this nation. And I understand that our time is limited, but it is a time that we wage war against the kingdom of darkness, Pastor Michelle, that we reclaim what the devil has stolen from us. It is time to make a sound. And the wailing women, by the grace of God, the kingdom grace of God, we have been graced to send up a sound. And I believe it comes through prayer, intimacy, going in behind the veil, and fasting.
Yeah.
And our lives are consecrated. Mm-hmm. Consecrated, amen, our lives to the Father. And that doesn't mean that we're being holier than thou, but it means that we have a kingdom mindset. There's been a paradigm shift. It is for God we live and for God we die. We believe in the move of God. When we fast and pray, sometimes some things that are so incredibly beyond our capacity, we need to get into the presence of God, but in such a dimension where he is able to move. Because remember, he has given us already the power and the authority to do so. He has given us his green light, more or less. And so when the wailing women go forth, we have that ability, that empowerment that comes from the Holy Ghost to send up a 911. This is an emergency, Father God. There's a certain sound of wailing goes forth, glory to God. And you know how when you hear a siren, everything moves to the side so that that vehicle can go straight through. It has a straight path. And I believe the sound that we make that we make to heaven gives us direct access to the Father, and he hears us and he moves. But because we are so separated and there's so division, and so my angst, my cry, the pull of my heart is that I'm calling forth all of the wailing women across every ecumenical line, amen, denomination, across the nations, across the continents, to come together collectively so that we can send up a cry, because he has designated us to send up this 911 for our nation. And the kingdom of heaven is waiting on us. And remember, yeah, the scripture says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. It is time for us violently take back by force what the devil and his cohorts, amen, have stolen from us, our faith, and those dear to us. And I believe it's when we stand up on our knees and send up a cry in Jesus' name.
Beautiful. I want to thank you for sharing that, because that's vital information for us in times like now. Praying is so necessary and needed. And it takes more than just saying, I believe. It is the intimacy, the presence of the Lord, being in his presence, that is so vital. I want you to share with us about your product that God has given you that is to help others to understand how to access his presence. Would you share with us about your latest project and what God has given you for this hour?
Amen. It is not just how we access his presence, but it's how we function in kingdom domain and authority and power by being in position. The fasting and the prayer, this tool, this resource, this handbook that the Holy Spirit has brought forth and manifested, is so that we can get in position. Hallelujah. And we do it, of course, you know, the Word of God in itself has the power to move if we believe it. You know, I believe, thus so I have spoken. The Word of God in itself is eternally established, and it's getting the mind of God through the Holy Spirit that we get in position through prayer and fasting, that we get to a place that we can bring deliverance, bring breakthrough, break chains in the name of Jesus. So, you know, I have this unction from the Holy Ghost. And it allows me to release what is the mind of God concerning what is going on. Now, remember, he's not moved by our society, our culture, our government. He's moved by what he has already predicated to be kingdom. And so he has allowed us to participate, to be co-laborers with him, to manifest kingdom of God. As it is in heaven, so let it be in this earth. So this book, this project, amen, which was recently released, it by the glory of God, even though I know it was scheduled for last year, but, you know, delay is not God's denial, nor it is deterrence, for the promises of God are yea and amen. And his plans gives us an expected end, Pastor Michelle. But this book, and the it's Jeremiah 9:17, amen, in particular, and chapter 9, verses 11 to 17. But most importantly, when he says, consider and call for the mourning women to come. Send for the skillful women to come. Let them, he didn't say let anyone else, he said, but let them make haste and raise a wailing over us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids flow with water. For a sound of wailing is heard from Zion, my God, today.
Wow.
And then my accompanying script, amen, all the basis of this book with prayer and fasting for deliverance. Therefore, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, my God, today. and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. He is gracious and merciful. So it is this book that he has blessed, I believe, the kingdom body of Christ to use as a tool, not only to go into his presence, but to be effective and functional, amen, when we come out of his presence, that we may indeed see change in our nation, in Jesus' name.
Awesome. My God, would you share with the listening audience where and how they can obtain this book, and also how they may get in contact with you for learning more about the Wailing Women, and if there are any other projects that you have coming up, please share them at this time as we prepare for our second guest. Thank you so much. Please share with them how they can obtain your book, also how to get in contact with you. You have said a mouthful, and I tell you what an honor and a blessing it is to have you on today. I thank you so very, very much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on today.
Praise God. You are so kind to allow me to be on this platform. And believe me, I do not take this assignment lightly, woman of God. You know I'm. You know me. Mm. I'm serious about the things of God.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I don't play with the things of God. But the Wailing Women, yeah. The Lord has the Prayer and Fasting Deliverance Handbook is also available in the Kindle ebook. There is an Audible. It's going to be available on Audible, amen, and hard copies are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. The paperback, I believe, is on Amazon now. And you can send me an email for autographed copies at HealingMountainMinistries@gmail.com, all one word, for a autographed copy, amen, in the name of Jesus. And for future interviews or to find out what's going on, I am on Facebook at PD Westbrook, that's PD Westbrook, amen, or email me at HealingMountainsMinistries@gmail.com, amen.
Amen. I thank you so very, very much. Listen, you just heard from Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I am so excited about her new book. Please, by all means, support her. She's giving you her website, well, actually her ability to be able to get her book from the sites that she's given you. For more information, please reach out to her on Facebook at PD Westbrook, and that's on Facebook. And then you can also reach her at her address, her email that she's given us. Thank you again, woman of God, for coming. We thank you so much for your time. We're praying multiplied blessings on you and your ministry. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless. Well, listen, I am super excited. We just heard from Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and we want to share today. We have a gentleman on by the name of Robert Carter. I tell you, I was super excited to meet him because, one, we share the same alma mater. So he and I and our CEO and founder and visionary of Elation Radio Magazine and Radio, I tell you, we attended the same high school. I want to give a shout out for University City Senior High. And today I'd like to introduce to some and present to others Robert Carter. He is an on-air radio personality. He is also a mandated reporter. But listen, don't let my brother fool you. He is a business whiz. I want you to know I am super excited about an upcoming event that they will be doing, and he's going to share more about that. But wait until you hear who it is he's porting for this in advance, and also to talk about his life. what it is that he does and how he affects our community and lives. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others Robert Carter. Are you there, Robert? All righty, is he on the line? I'm sure someone will get me on. Sometimes the actual...
Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Oh, I am just fine. Oh, wow. And those words, thank you for those kind words. A bit exaggerated, but thank you nonetheless.
No, they are not in the least bit.
And I want to thank both you and your guest. Very, very awesome podcast. And I sat here and listened to it all, and I was trying to type on my laptop. I was trying to do something with my other hand. But thank you for having me on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Listen, we're excited. We're always super excited to have those that are from our wonderful University City High School. And also just the fact that men are important and vital. So I want you to share with them, I've already said that you're an on-air personality radio host. Talk about your career. What made you go into radio? What was it that grabbed your heart when it came to radio?
Well, let's see. Gosh, where do I begin? Back in, I want to say, 1988, a good friend of mine from the Andre Peoples, he was a studio engineer for a small recording studio. It was called Shalimar Recording Studio, which was in East St. Louis on 24th and State Street. Now, this recording studio is no longer in existence. I believe the building is a daycare or something like that now. But anyway, he was doing a recording session for someone who was to come in and do voiceovers for radio commercials, and this individual didn't show up. So he asked me, he said, hey, you sitting there just twirling your thumbs. Go in the booth. Let me see how you sound. I ultimately did the read, and it kind of started from there. And I heard my own voice, and I couldn't recognize my own voice, but that's where I got my start, just doing voiceovers and jingles, or donuts, as they call them, for radio commercials. And you know, we were still working our other jobs, and so I just had a deep-seated passion to do this. I thought about being in television, but no, radio just kind of kept toying with me, and I eventually got a break with a radio station here. It was, the call was TOKOVL. And internet-based radio. And there was one thing that was missing that I told the owners of. I said, you know, you guys have 11 other shows and 11 other on-air hosts, but where's your jazz? Where's your jazz music? You know, there are a lot of jazz love. So they took a liking to that, and I started my show called Private Time. It was a jazz format. And it aired in the evening time. It's pretty much the drive time when people are getting off of work, you know, just some easy listening, contemporary classic jazz that was missing in St. Louis. So I just kind of played things by ear, and things progressed from there. And just a lot of networking. And I've been doing traveling quite a bit. This has allowed me to network and get to know people in the industry. I'm affiliated with Worldwide Jazz Radio based out of Las Vegas. I do some reporting for them of current jazz fests and concerts and the who's who in the music world, and very exciting. And and speaking of which, I will be the host of the Queens of Soul The Queens of Soul Jazz Concert, which will be in just a couple of days on the 16th of April at the Sheldon Hall and Art Galleries on Saturday the 16th with Jeanette Harris, saxophonist, and flutist Althea Renee. I believe this is going to be a sellout concert. And, so I'm kind of dabbling into things, and I really look forward to this. This is a new avenue for me, hosting a show like this. So I'm trying to prepare myself, get the butterflies out of my system. But I just try to get in where I fit in, and things are looking promising.
Well, you know what? I love the fact when I asked you about how did you get into radio, isn't it amazing that most people that talk on the other side, like you said, you know, just getting the butterflies out, you know, it's a one thing to be on the other side. It's another thing to be before people. But I will say I love what God has done for you in your life. For one, he opened this opportunity up to you because someone had missed and didn't come, and here you are, and you go in and you do what you do, and he opens a whole new career for you. And to show you it was where you were supposed to be, he not only gave you that, but gave you favor when you were working for a radio station to input your own show and to be able to put that in a spot where people can hear it. I want you to know my husband and I, we are married. We've been married 25 years, but we love jazz and we like different things. And when I saw this on University City's alumni page, I was so excited because there were two women. We often see a lot of men playing jazz and all of that, and God bless all of the musicians, but it was so refreshing to see these two women. And listen, I'm telling the listening audience, if you have not heard of them, you need to check them out. I'm sure he has information. We know the event is coming up on the 16th, but these women are anointed and gifted. They are gifted to play jazz in the way that they do. They are the epitome of femininity with beautiful, gorgeous, don't forget American women, utilizing their gifts, and I appreciate them.
Yeah, they are awesome. They are awesome when they're solo traveling, doing their thing. But when they get together, they call themselves the Queens of Soul Jazz, and that's what they do. They complement one another. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of meeting and working with them since 2017.
Oh, wow.
They had a concert here, put their music and their faces and snippets of concerts together to do a promotional video for them, and that really helped things. So I formed a working relationship with them, and here I am again. I'm going to bring them out on stage this year, so it's always a pleasant surprise, not to mention the music. Now, if anyone wants to still get tickets, call area code 314-458-2774. Again, that number is 314-458-2774. Ask for Sheldon, and he will hook you up with tickets if there are any left to be had. And again, this will take
place
this Saturday at the Sheldon Concert Hall. Doors open at 7, and showtime will start promptly at 8 p.m. Yeah, man. And,
isn't it awesome?
That's right. And then somewhere,
I love it because No, I was just going to say, any other announcements that you have, please, by all means, inform our community. We want our community to be aware of great things that are happening. This is also Resurrection Weekend. People may have friends, family in from out of town. If, like you said, tickets are available, this is an excellent opportunity to be in the midst of a beautiful musical night. So I just wanted to say that. So those that have family members that are in town, please make sure you connect up with Sheldon so that he can let you know whether or not there are tickets. Now back to you, Robert. What other information were you going to give us?
Well, let's see. I was pretty much stuck on that, other than there will be other upcoming jazz fests and things that I will try to make an effort to attend so that I can report back and get some interviews and photos and so forth. Excuse me. After this podcast ends, there's some information I'm going to share with you, Michelle. But,
okay.
You know, I was going to make mention of mentorship for young men, young boys to men that I'm trying to get involved in. It's a slow process, and I just haven't fully connected with the right individuals. But I have reached out to some to let them know of my availability to help these young boys to me, as I was for my father, very important to me. So it's something that's what the world needs. We need strong, protective men to help raise our families, to safeguard, to watch over our families, to be productive citizens, law-abiding, taxpayers, and pass it on, pass it forward. And so, but once I get my feet wet in that, I will definitely share that with you, Michelle Wright.
Yes, other than that, I appreciate it because you know.
I am just a one day at a time kind of guy. I try to get in where I fit in, and I treat others the way I expect to be treated, and I don't know, the opportunities are out there. I just need to know what's best suited for me and what I'm best suited for. I can't be all, do all. I wish that were possible, but that's pretty much what's going on my side of the fence.
Well, I have good news for you. I would love to talk with you about young people. There are other musicians, different ones that we could connect. And I know that what you want to do is very viable. Young men do need this, as well as the mentorship that you're talking about, building strong, healthy relationships. Listen, music has played a very big role in a lot of our lives. You know, even in the church, there's some jazz undertones. There's a lot of music that really does speak to our hearts. And we believe, and I want to say this, I truly believe the gifts that God has given us can be used in this world to help others heal through his word as well as through music. And so I applaud the work that you're doing and the way that it is being done. I talk with you. I know that the life that you are living, that you are doing a powerful work. And we want to say thank you to you. And I applaud all of the men out there that are doing mentorship. It is very key and essential. And we definitely will have you back on once you get your program together. Let me know. We'll bring you back on so that you can discuss that. Are there any other upcoming events that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, also, I am going to be in contact. You just reminded me. You know, the downtown of St. Louis, Grandale Square and the old gas light here at the Central West End area, that's where the heart of music, jazz music, a lot of live venues.
Mm-hmm.
But jazz off of Washington, they are doing a I want to call it they're stepping aside a lot of their artists to work with young musicians. I mean, from the ages of 5 until 17, 18-year-olds. You know, they're offering these three classes. instruments of their choice, percussion, horns, guitars. And they actually perform their own gigs with these artists. You know, this is how inspiring they are and how their beliefs are, that music helps to inspire the youth who want to be musicians and who want to get involved.
Yes.
And it's not just music. It's about poetry, about writing, about word. So they're bringing these artists, and they're doing this on their own free time, and it will be in daytime hours, no night activities for the youth. And I need to call down there. I'm going to do that tomorrow, and I'll have some more info on that you can put out on your podcast in that regard. So,
I'm looking forward to
trying to get the young people involved.
I'm looking forward to it. And our community needs strong men to do this. I'm telling you, as Apostle P.D. Westbrook was talking about, we need men that will get involved, men that will pray, men that will do this work, because it's vital. You know, so many of our young men are just lost. And I know we have a few spiritual sons, you know, love them, John and Randy, Terrence, all of these young men. My husband serves at serving with young men, just trying to make an impact in the lives of those in a legitimate, loving way. It is necessary, right? And too often we look at who they are, but we want to also inspire them in their gifts. We want them to become better. We want them to do the work. There's a gentleman, Anthony, he plays. A lot of these young men started in the church but have musical careers. And so it is awesome to see people bring their gifts back to share with someone else. So if someone would like to find out more information about the jazz concerts and the various things that you are doing, can you share with us how they would be able to get in contact with you?
Yes, you can email me at allcarter.robert41@yahoo.com. Or if you go on Facebook, on the lower right-hand column, you will see my brand. It's called Private Times. It's my own webpage in Facebook, where I drop the who's who, the who, when, the where, the why when it comes to music. You can check that out. And or you can call me directly. I don't mind giving my number out. It is 314-973-9451. You can, it'll be Robert or Bobby that answers the phone. I answer either one. My radio name, I go by Bobby Shea, but my real name, Robert Carter, Robert Allen Carter. So, yeah.
Awesome.
And I encourage anyone to reach out if you want to know about the tickets. And there's just so much going on in St. Louis coming up. And so much music at the intersection. As a matter of fact, I'm going to head down to the Dark Room, which is down there in the Grandville Square area, to check out jazz jams with a friend of mine, Bob Debo. They always jam every Wednesday night down there. So I go and just check them out and see what the goings-ons is, so to speak. So I'm going to go down there in about an hour.
I thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on today. It is such a pleasure to have talked with you. We're looking forward to having you back on. As I said, as you're developing your program, we're so thankful for you.
We're very thankful for you being
And I really know, Robert, you are really downplaying this greatness God has given you, but I love it, the humbleness of who you are and what you've done and where you are going. I know it is phenomenal, so we want to have you on and thank you. We are U City proud. We are community proud of you.
Right.
We're thankful that you're doing what you're doing, not only in the St. Louis area, but across the country. Thank you for taking time out to be with us on today.
Thank you. U City Black and Gold. All right now.
All the way.
They better watch out for us, Michelle. They better watch out.
All right.
Oh.
Well, thank you.
It was a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Please invite
all
me back. I will. It will be my honor, my duty, and my pleasure to be back on with you.
I will.
And I'm going to forward some information to you shortly, within the next several days or week or so. I'm gonna shoot some information. Possibly pass around.
No problem at all. Thank you again. Well, listen, St. Louis, you have just heard from Robert Carter, a great, phenomenal man, jazz-oriented, gifted, and able to share that gift with all of us. He will be hosting an upcoming event. Please, please check them out. The information has been given in the podcast. Please call to see whether or not those tickets are available, that you would be able to enjoy this beautiful production that will be on April 16th at the Sheldon Hall.
Yes.
Listen, we're coming to the close of another podcast. I do want to share a few announcements with you. I want you to know that there will be a drug awareness take back. This will be on April 30th. From 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Dalewood Recreation Center. Now, what does that mean? That means all of your old medications, all the things that you really need to get rid of. Did you know, I found out, because we have a coalition with our organization, I found out most of us that take our medicine, we take it until it's over, you throw the pill box away. But there are times when people have died or they stop discontinuing using that medication. Did you know you're not supposed to throw it down your toilet? A lot of people have been guilty of that. It goes in our water stream. So what they ask instead is that every year the DEA has a take back. It has many locations. This is just for North County. It will be April 30th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You can bring all older medicines that are not taken to be properly discarded. Another reason why this has been able to come to pass is because so many young people, there's so many different things that young people get involved with, and there has been a watch on our youth with taking over-the-counter meds and overdosing on them. So these are the reasons why they have come up with this DEA take back, so that we can keep our youth safe, our families safe, and have a safe way to dispose of them. So that way no one can be harmed. So please put that on your calendar. I also want you to know on this Friday, Good Friday, there will be a group discussion, a worship, I call it midday worship, with the Coffee Sisterhood, which is presented by Dr. Loretta Petit, and there will be various speakers, including myself. This will be the last seven sayings, of Jesus Christ. This will be 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook Live. There will be a Miss Johnson, Mumphrey, myself, Michelle Wright. There'll be a Miss Jackson, a Miss Harris, and then there will be a Miss Rush. All of us will be compiling the seven last sayings of Jesus Christ at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. As you know, this is Resurrection Week, so we know various churches and various programmings are going on, that you would govern yourself accordingly. But do remember that he died, but he rose again. Just for you and me. I also want you to keep in mind, this Friday, we will not be at the clubhouse. I got you. Clubhouse. We will not be at the clubhouse for the From Ashes to Beauty group. We will return on the next following Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I also want you to continue to check with the St. Louis County Library. They have been doing taxes that were free of charge. Please call to get the information from the St. Louis County Library for more information. I also want to remind you we have resources if you are in need of food, shelter. We want you to contact the United Way. You can access them by dialing in the St. Louis area 211. We also have the Urban League St. Louis. You can reach them at ul.org. We want to congratulate Linda Robinson, who is the new director of Saving Our Sisters in the St. Louis area. We congratulate you, girl. Now, speaking of congratulations, if this is your birthday month, in the month of April, we're coming to a close, but we want to celebrate you. Maybe you've gotten a new job. Maybe you've gotten a new car. Something wonderful has happened to you. Here at Elation Radio, we celebrate you. On the other end, there are times when we all go through. We talked about today taking courage. In addition to taking courage, we face various challenges, heartaches, and things that we go through in this life. Here at Elation Radio, and just for you, we are praying for you. We know that there are times when we will be in need, and we offer those resources that we are aware of that can assist you. In closing, I want you to know this has been a beautiful week. Don't take credit for yourself. Give God the glory for all that he's done for you, and I promise you, he will always remain with you. If you don't know him, I encourage you to get closer to him. And if you're not closer to him and you're still in a decisive mode, I'm going to continue to pray that the Lord draws your heart closer, because in times like these, we all need a Savior. So I encourage you. I also want you to know, if you'd like to send your community announcements to me, you can send them to me, Michelle with one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, at Facebook. You can inbox me, or you can email them at leadingwright, like my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T. Leading like they're leading someone at Gmail. On Instagram, it's HisBlessedGirl7. HisBlessedGirl7. Thank you again for joining us at the Just For You podcast. We pray that you have been able to get all of your announcements. And until next time, we're going to pray out. Thank you again to our wonderful CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and to all of you, the listeners. We will see you back here, Lord willing, on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Six, close out with me in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time well spent on the podcast. Thank you for our guests. Thank you for our visionary and CEO. Thank you for everyone. I ask that you will continue to look over us. You promise you never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, and we appreciate you. We ask that you forgive us of our sins. Help us to be right. Help us to look at Resurrection Week in a whole different way. Help us to take courage. Help us to understand the sacrifice that was made for each and every one of us, and give us the strength to do that which you're calling us all to do, whether it's serve a neighbor, go to church, whatever you're asking, may we find ourselves doing it according to your will and your promise. We ask that you forgive us of our sins and give us hearts to forgive others, that things will be well in our life. And give us wisdom and direction as we continue to live in this life. We ask, oh God, that you would hear every unspoken request and that things will be well for all that are listening in. I thank you, oh God, for being with us on today. And until next time, we ask that you will cover and keep each and every one of us. And we celebrate what was done for us at Calvary's cross We thank you, we appreciate you, and we honor you. We ask that you do special things. There are so many prayer needs, but Lord, remember those that are in prison. Remember those that are in the hospital. Remember the homeless. Remember all those that are overlooked, rejected, and broken. Remember all of us, God. We need you for one thing or the other. Have your divine will and way in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining us on the Just For You podcast. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Thank you, and have a very blessed night.
My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I ask the Lord if he would change my heart. Touch from you will provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, be renewed.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in
and I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really, really love?
Can he love me? Hold me in my integrity. Change my heart. I wonder if there's any more grace. Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's